Pesach HaRemos. As we know, Yerushalmi explains why Yom HaKippurim is put next to the death of the sons of Aaron, in order to teach us that just as Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so the Mitzvah Tzadikim are also Mechaper for Bnei Yisrael. And of course, the Talmud Bavli learns it from another place, as we know. The point is, we have to understand, it's not some kind of abracadabra here, that automatically the Misa of Tzadikim will bring kapara for Bnei Yisrael. As we understand, wouldn't make sense. What it means is that if the Misa of Tzadikim is taken to heart the way it should, the incredible shock of losing the Tzadikim, and that spurs us as a catalyst to do the proper tshuva, to understand what Hashem wants of us, then that's when ideally the Mitzvah of Tzadikim is mechaper. We also have to understand, what is it that caused the Mitzvah of the sons of Aaron, such great tzaddikim? And as Rosh Shiv explains beautifully, the pasuk itself tells us, the karbasam lepnei Hashem bayamusu. It was the closeness above and beyond what Hashem wanted that was the problem here. We can all understand negatives that should not be done, but we also have to understand, and we learn from the tzaddikim that died here, that positives are also with boundaries. Everything has boundaries. It's only the will of Hashem that tells us what is proper and not proper. To get too, so to speak, chummy-chummy with the king, Ben Benay Shalkal V'chaim of Melech Malchim Mochim, we have to know our limits also. That is what it's teaching us. That you have to control even Ahava. So to speak, the person doesn't want hugs and kisses now. It's not proper. It's a selfishness, actually. We may not realize it. But true Ahava is with the ritzon of the object of your ahava. And that's the point here also. We have to control even the positive aspects of living the life of Torah, just as the negatives, which we can all understand. It's only when we do exactly what Hashem wants in every aspect, and control the Yetzer Hara, which can be even in the positives, as we're talking about now, that we are truly an Eved Hashem. And that's why in this parasha itself, we see Shchutei Chutz, which we understand also from here, the problem there also. Imagine, we're not talking about people that are shechting, bringing the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, Tavoy Dezorah, Chas V'Shalom. We're talking about they're doing it to Hashem. And yet it's an Aveira that's Chayiv Misa. It's the same thing. To teach us that it's only proper, and a true Ava is only when you do what the king says exactly as he wants it. You have to control even those positive, so to speak, desires of Ahava. To know the boundaries. As Hashem set boundaries by Har Sinai, as we all know in the Pesukim, one shouldn't come closer than the Madrega thereon. No one closer than Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's always limits of a human being. And that's the point here also. The Shechut Eichus can come from the highest Ahava of wanting to bring a carbon to Hashem. But if we really understand ourselves and what Hashem is teaching us, it's really selfishness. If you're doing it when the king does not want you to, he's telling you that's not Ahava. Don't make up your own definition of Ahava. Just as the most dangerous thing is to make up your own definitions of Torah. It's all Torah. And we have to learn that lesson. And the next pasuk continues that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell Aharon Achicha. You can of course ask, you of course know that Aaron is his brother. Why would the pasuk mention it here again? So one shot that the Rosh Hashiva Shlita gives is, even though you know that Aaron, Achicha, your brother, whom you love and you understand and you know so well, so you might think, why in the world would I have to tell Aaron this? He knows the control of his Abba. He's proven it in the past. He never slipped up. Hashem is telling you that even someone who you know to the utmost, still, human being is a human being with the Yetzer Hara. And Rashi, as he brings from Chazal and the pasuk before, the mashal, that it hits home when a doctor tells a patient, don't eat this or you will die, has not the same effect as he says, don't eat this or you will die like a certain person they know. And the closer to home, the more effect it has. That's the same point here. And Rosh Hashiva goes further. One is not mutually exclusive of the other one. That you can also look at it as in all things, the mashal with Amalek at the end of Parshas Kisase, Korcha, that he, so to speak, cooled off the Bnei Yisrael. As the mashal Rashi brings some Chazal there, that if there's a steaming hot bath, that someone will get burnt from it or even killed. So who would go into it? But the first one that goes into it, the first Meshuggah, giving in to the Yetzer Hara, which is so powerful, he cools it off for the others. The same thing here. No one has ever done it. But once the sons of Aaron has done something which others would think impossible, cannot be done, it has that effect. Somebody already did it. True, they got killed for it. Somebody already did it. It's like Lahavdil the Rishonim throughout history. They always figure out. They fail, but I can figure out something that will not fail. That's the point, how careful to the utmost one has to be against the koach of the Yetzer Hara. Not to take it for granted, not to think you ever have it in your pocket. It's an everyday war that one must wage for the ultimate goal of the greatest good. Well worth it. And Rosh Hashiva points out a cute gematria, that Achich is gematria 39, symbolizing that 39 more years Aaron is destined to live, as we know, till the end, the last year of the 40 years in the desert. And therefore now he would have 39 more years. That's it. To impress upon that, if you want your brother to have those years, to impress upon him this azhara, that we're talking about. The next pasuk lashon is very interesting. It says, "Bezos yavo Aaron el Hakodesh b'far ben b'kol hachatos v'ayel olo." With this, Aaron shall come to the Kodesh Kadoshim, talking about b'far ben b'kol hachatos. But v'ayel olo, as we know, did not come any of it to the Kodesh Kadoshim. So the question is, why word it in this way? So the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita again explains what the Torah is teaching you, that when you come to the Kodesh Kadoshim, for the Par Ben Mekol HaChatos to come through that Chatos and Aveira, the love, you have to understand that you should come, so to speak, with the lessons of the Ayel Olo also. When Olo, as we know, does not come from a love, for a love. One of the reasons an Olo comes from Achshava, Lava Nitik La'asei, Nasei. The point is doing the mitzvah not the greatest way that you're capable of doing it. That's the Olo. And what it's teaching you here is that one has to be careful to understand. There's two components to doing the will of Hashem. Sur Meira La'asei Tov. Go away from evil. Don't do the lab, the nuts, and also the asei tov, the asays of equally important, if not more. Because one without the other is not good. In order not to come to the sumeiro, you can't stagnate. It won't work. Hashem knows the human that He created. Because you just stagnate and in fact go backwards, regress. Someone who's not concerned about fulfilling the will of Hashem to the best of his ability is much more likely, and eventually will, if he reaches, so to speak, the Madrega, he doesn't even give a hoot about it, the Asei Tov, that'll come to those negatives, the Lavin, the worst of theirs. Along the same lines is actually the two Seirim that are brought in Yom Kippur. As we know, one Seir went for the Korban of Tumas Migdosh Vekdoshav, coming in with the Korbanos when the Beis HaMikdash, the Tumah, and the other goat that went to Azazel was for all the other Averis, wherever they might be. And of course, one can ask, it would seem just the opposite. The Korban that you're bringing to the Beis HaMikdash would seem to be the one for all the Averis. The others here was just taken to a cliff and thrown off. Seems like nothing to do. So you would think that that would go for the Tumas Migdash Vekdoshav. But again, the Rosh Hashiv explains along the same lines that what the Torah is showing us here is what leads to all the other Averis is when there's not the Yiras Hashem. They have to be the Yiras Hashem before all, like the Mishnah and others. Without that, you won't have anything else. When you don't have proper respect for the king, the Melech Malchei Amlochim, then everything else comes in its path, all the bad. It's only when you have that basic, the Aleph Beis, of course Emunah has to be before everything, like the Gemara says, and Sadek B'Manosu Yichya. But once you have the Amunah, how do you get to be the Ever Hashem that Hashem wants you to be? It has to come with the Yiro of Hashem. That's the Aleph. The proper respect, attitude towards the King, the Rebbe. And, of course, you can get the Ahavas Hashem, even the greater Madreya. That you're, because of that, you're fulfilling His will. That Kal V'Chaima will work. But without that other base, all the other Aveiros will come, Chas V'Shalom. And that's what the Torah is showing us here. That's the Yikr. And once you take care of the Yikr, Hashem says, the Yikr is taken care of, okay, throw the rest in the garbage. You did the Yikr Tshuva, you understand what the basic is. And that goes along the lines of what the Chazal say about Pshat and Azazel. It's a kapara for Maisa, Uza, Azoya, the two malachim, by the Mabul. When the world was going astray, and they said, see, why did you give it to a human being? See what happens. Should have kept it by us, the malachim. So Hashem said, okay, let's see if you'll be any better. You know, the Yiris Raimamus, you've seen it, you understand it. Okay, let's see how you'll fare downstairs. And when they came downstairs with the Sahara, they fell by the wayside also. Because the Koyach HaYetzer is that strong. And you have to understand. And once you understand it, Hashem will take care of the rest. As the Pasuk says, later on, in Pasuk Lamed, Perek Tes Zayin, Ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem atar etzchem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Before Hashem, it's only with Hashem's help that we can overcome the Yetzer Hara. We get the utmost credit, of course. We have that choice. And if we fulfill it and choose the right path, we get the utmost credit. But we have to understand the Koyach HaYetzer, what we're dealing with. That it's only with Hashem's help. And to always be mispalel and understand that. We can't do it on our own. Once we understand that and have the proper basis to do His Ratzon, as we explained, then we can be assured of success. Not to have the haughty self-confidence, the gaiva of the malachim, but to learn the lesson of those malachim. Then we have in Pasuk Yud Aleph an interesting thing that Aaron brings the chatas, the par, and checks it. And before he continues with that avodah, he takes the keteiros. So of course the question is, why interrupt, so to speak, the avodah of the par in the middle with the keteiros? And the Rosh Hashanah explains, because as we know from the Gemara, that the keteiros is mechaperes al lashon hara. What the Torah is teaching us here is that all the kapara one wants to do on Yom Kippur, if he doesn't take care of the avi avos hatuma, as the shnayis, Tesefta and Peya says, that just like Talmud Torah connected Kulam on the positive side, Lashon Hara connected Kulam on the negative side. When you don't have the shalom for each other, the Ava, Vahavta Reacha Kamoicha, as with Hillel and the Gemara, as we know, the Ben Adam Lachaveiro that Hashem wants, then all that you're doing is worthless, so to speak. Because you're not taking care of the basics. As we know, of course, the Beis HaMikdash, second one, destroyed because of the Sinas Chinam, which Lashon Hara, of course, is part of it. When one has to build up themselves at the expense of another one, Rachman Litzlan could even get to a point, as Yerushalmi says, HaMeschabi B'Koyin Chavedoi Chas V'Sholom Ein L'Chelet Olam Haba, one who glorifies himself, lifts himself up at the expense of his fellow, at the degradation of his fellow. That's what the Torah is teaching us here. Shuckling all those things when you go outside of the shul or Beis Medrash and you're not a mensch, of course inside also you have to be, then you're losing the essence. All the kaparas in Yom Kippur not going to help. Just like the Gemara, we learn also from that pasuk that we said before, "Lifnei Hashem Tetaru." But that's Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaChaveiro, Ein Yom Kippur Mechapan, and Shiras Es Chaveiro. That's what it's showing us here. And also, we see that it says, "Keteres Samim Dako." Have to crush it. Of course, we know the Keteres was crushed all year long, as the Gemara explains, but on Yom Kippur was crushed again. It had to be daka min daka. As Rashi explains also, bringing it from the Gemara. And Rosh Hashivah Shlita explains that what it's telling us here also, as the Gemara says, is called an avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara. It's not as bad as actual Lashon Hara. It's even more difficult, of course, to control, to be wary of, to watch for. It's even more understandable to slip up. But what Hashem wants to teach us, especially on Yom Kippur, that even that, even the small things, don't make a light of it. Strive to accomplish even the small things. Because it goes along the same lines as we said before. If you're not going to worry about that and think it as nothing, then Chas V'Shalom is going to come to the big ones also. If someone wants to get to the moon and he strives only to get to the moon, he might or might not get to the moon. But he wants to go to the moon and he strives yet for the farthest reaches of the universe, he surely will get to the moon, I'll be there. He might not get to the farthest reaches of the universe, but he has to try his best. In all things, you try your utmost to do the best job, not half-hearted, not a half-baked job. The best you can, no matter what it is, then you are assured of success on the big things. In Mir Tashem, you'll have success in all things. That's the lesson here of the Keteres Samim Dako of Yom Kippur. That's also pshat in the Pirkei Avos, that the mitzvah kala nechamura. Don't make a chilik. Think of each one just as important, because it all comes down to fulfilling the will of Hashem. And then you'll be surely successful. Then in Pasuk Yud through Yud Beis and Perek Yud Zayin, it talks about the Yitzer of eating the blood. And one can ask that in general we see that something that, so to speak, treif, we don't bring on a mizbeach, tray for animal, whatever it might be. And yet blood, which we're not allowed to eat, comes as a kapara, the putting up the blood on the mizbeach for the carbon, a nikir of the kapara. So Rav Moshe Zatzal in Darash Moshe explains beautifully that the Torah is teaching us, sure, you're not allowed to eat it, but there's a maila in the blood, the point of the lesson, why you're not eating it. Why? Because the great maila of that blood, it's the life-giving force of the living thing. That's the point of it. And therefore, once we understand that, that's why very well. It's not as if a trefa animal, so to speak. There's more to it. The fact that it has this maila, it's nefesh tachas nefesh, like on Yom Kippur, and any time, to learn that lesson. I would also say that it's interesting, you have also here, like in Pasuk Yud Gimel, that an oif or a chaya, the blood, when it's shechted, has to be covered in ba'ofer. A possible explanation you can say is the fact that other animals, as we know, not a chaya, a behema, can be brought on the mizbeach. The blood, like we're talking about now. So therefore, there's that use for it. But the blood, which is also the life-giving force of a chaya or an oif, even though, again, there are sometimes an oif is brought up, also on the mizbeach, but in general, it's more the exception than the rule, like by behemoth. And therefore, Hashem wanted to give this mitzvah, to have that, so to speak, lesson here also, to be done with it, a mitzvah, even though not the same as by the behemah, this chilek here, and therefore that's the covering with the offer that he teaches us. Then Perek Yud Ches speaks about that K'mais Eretz Mitzrayim, K'mais Eretz Canaan, classic examples of the greatest evil, not to follow, learn the lessons from these depraved people. And we notice one of the differences, we have Chok mentioned by Canaan, but not by Mitzrayim. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlit explains, because Mitzrayim, sure, Shtufei Zimahim, they gave in to the Yetzer Hara, but they didn't reach the level where it became a chok, so to speak. They went beyond Taiva for no reason, a chok. Such depravity to make it a chok without any reason to do an Aveda, even without the Taiva. Avodah Zarah, whatever it was, that's the danger. Aveda goreres aveda. And what the Torah wants us to be so careful and learn the lessons about. Never think that, oh, I could stop at any time. That's the Rid Yetzer Hara, Chas V'Shalom. You have to stop it as soon as you can. Of course, you always have to know that you can do tshuva, but we know also, as it says in Masechet Yuma, Omer, Echadeh V'Rosho, V'Echadeh V'Rosho, we must speak in B'yadu L'Asos Tshuva. But the point is not to get further in the Aveda. Stop it. Don't let the Yetzer Hara get a foothold even. It's always that way of the best. And the famous last pasuk before Shishi, V'chai behem, V'lo shiyomus behem, as the Gemara dashens, that we learn out that if it's sakonet vashos, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, whatever. And even on a suffek, as the Gemara learns out from another place. And I would like to focus on an amazing positive aspect we see here also, that it says v'chai b'hem. He already said Asher Yasa Osam Adam, because it says v'chai. You could say that Hashem is showing us the only true life is b'hem, like the Gemara Darshan's Dibarta Bum. Bum below Dvar Machedim. Same thing here. B'hem, the only true life Hashem is telling His children, the whole world, is if you follow the life of Torah. Hashem gave you the greatest blueprint for the greatest happiness. It's only Bohem Bochai. There's no what you think is life is temporary after this world. What else? The only true happiness and life in this world and forever after is the Bochai Bohem in the Torah. To do Hashem's will, always. And yes, Hashem, so shall it be. So shall we all do exactly what Hashem wants. Tamid me'atah v'yad olam.